From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And now, batting for the Bulls, number 8, Crash Davis.
Bull Durham opened 20 years ago this month. It's a baseball movie, a genre that generally strikes out at the box office. But Bull Durham won over both audiences and critics. Sports Illustrated named it the greatest sports movie ever. The film introduced viewers to the dreams, mostly dashed dreams, of minor league ball players. Kevin Costner played veteran catcher Crash Davis of the Class A Durham Bulls. Crash Davis was fictional. The Durham Bulls are not. Here's reporter Dave DeWitt.
For most of today's Durham Bulls, the movie was a lifetime ago, literally. These are kids, mostly in their mid-20s. But the fundamental truths in Bull Durham are as valid today as they were in 1988. Writer-director Ron Shelton says those truths have to do with more than baseball and those who play it.
Crash Davis loved baseball more than baseball loved him was something that a universal that we all may have had something in our life that was somewhat unrequited.
One reason the movie worked so well was that audiences related to the pursuit of that unrequited dream. In this scene, Crash Davis regales a busload of younger players with the story of how he once, briefly, lived out his dream. He made the show. The major leagues.
I was in the show for 21 days once.
Wow.
21 greatest days of my life.
Yeah.
You know, you never handle your luggage in a show. Somebody else carries your bags. It's great. You hit white balls for batting practice.
White balls.
Ballparks are like cathedrals. And the women all have long legs and brains.
The real Durham Bulls take the field. It's a perfect warm afternoon, and 5,000 fans have traded in their workaday worries for the pleasures of the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. A couple near the bullpen balance hot dogs on their knees. A daughter perches on her dad's shoulders to get a better look at the team mascot, Wooly Bull. Bulls manager Charlie Montoyo sits in the corner of the home dugout near the bat rack. He's in his 22nd year in professional baseball. Ask Montoyo what was his best day in the game, and he says immediately, September 7th, 1993. That was his first day in the major leagues. He drove all night from Ottawa to get to Montreal in time for the game. Montoyo recalls he sat on the bench until he got the call to pinch hit in the bottom of the eighth.
I got a base hit and we won the game, so that was a great day.
Montoyo's stint in the majors lasted 4 more games. He came to bat a total of 5 times. He never made it back to what Crash Davis called the show. And like Crash, Montoyo ended his playing career in frustration.
It was tough becoming a free agent every year, you know, just, okay, what's going on next year? What's going on next year? Am I going to go to Mexico or Taiwan or deals like this? And I said, no. Plus, I wanted to manage anyway, so the opportunity came and I took it.
As a manager, Montoyo has bounced around from Princeton, West Virginia to Bakersfield, California to here, Durham, North Carolina. By all accounts, Montoyo's good at motivating his young players, like catcher Josh Johnson.
He's told me numerous times, don't worry, you know, if you haven't played in a couple days, we know you're going to go out there and perform just like you have been on playing every day. And, you know, it's words like that and encouragement like that that makes playing this game a little bit easier.
A little bit easier and maybe a little bit more fun. But fun is not the primary reason these guys are in baseball. Manager Charlie Montoyo long ago accepted the game for what it is, a job. Nothing brought that home more than when his second child, Alex, was born in October. Within 2 days, Alex had heart surgery, and he's been in intensive care ever since. Alex's medical bills top $500,000, and that's affected Montoyo's dreams of making it back to the big leagues.
I don't spend time thinking, oh, I want to be a coach in the big leagues and stuff. If that ever comes, that's great, of course, because, you know, there's a lot of things you can get when you're in the big leagues, you know, like pension and all that stuff, but my job right now is to make sure I have insurance for my kid.
But the dream is still real for the young players Montoyo coaches. As Crash Davis explained in the movie, that dream can seem close enough to touch.
5 weeks. That means if you get just one extra flare a week, just one, a gork, you get a ground ball, you get a ground ball with eyes, and you're in Yankee Stadium.
The man who wrote that line, filmmaker Ron Shelton, says talent usually wins out in the end.
Why I think baseball endures is you do finally kind of, for the most part, have it in your power to hit. If you hit the slider better, you're going up. If you don't, you're not. You know, there's a reason the guys make it who make it.
The Durham Bulls are hitting the sliders today and hitting them where they ain't. They will go on to beat the Toledo Mudhens 14-4. The win feels good to the 28 young men whose dreams of making it to the show just might come true if they get enough of those ground balls with eyes. For NPR News, I'm Dave DeWitt in Durham, North Carolina.